Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A college friend, a Boston Marathon bombing suspect, Jahar Tsarnaev, has been found guilty of interfering with the FBI investigation. The case of 20-year-old Azamat Tazayakev was the first related to the Marathon bombings to go to trial. It's an important win for prosecutors, with three similar cases on the way. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
The jury heard testimony for 6 days from a dozen prosecution witnesses, then deliberated for about 14 hours over three more days. Sitting in the courtroom, listening on headphones to a Russian translator, were Azamat Tazayakov's parents from Kazakhstan. They've been in the United States since their son was arrested 14 months ago. As the clerk read the first verdict guilty, there was a slight delay. Then a loud sob pierced the silent courtroom, as Tazayakov's mother realized the enormity of the jury's unanimous decision. His father, who all along said he had faith in America's justice system, had pushed for a speedy trial and advised his son to reject a government plea bargain, sat in stunned silence. Afterwards, lead defense attorney Matthew Myers spoke to reporters outside the courthouse.
It's a brutal day for all of us. We don't think our client was involved, maintains his innocence, but we have to respect the verdict.
Tazayakov was found guilty of obstructing justice and conspiracy. Prosecutors introduced dozens of pieces of evidence to build their case that after photos of the bombing suspects were made public, the UMass Dartmouth student and two friends went to Jahar Tsarnaev's dorm room and took items back to their off-campus apartment.
Daniel Antonino of Duxbury was one of the jurors.
We looked over every single piece of information. Everyone had their say back and forth, and we came to a very agreeable decision, plain and simple.
But it didn't start out so plain and simple. On the first full day of deliberations, things got tense, says juror Antonino.
Thursday, I was starting to get worried because there were so many arguments back and forth, and I knew that I was never going to move off my position, and they weren't going to move off their position, but I think cooler heads prevailed.
Again and again, Daniel Antonino says jurors read over instructions from the judge.
Their arguments were over the wording Federal Judge Douglas Woodlock used on the jury form. They had to decide if Tazayakov was guilty or not guilty of taking Tsarnaev's backpack, his computer, or both. The backpack contained empty fireworks, a jar of Vaseline, and a thumb drive. Defense attorney Myers didn't like the wording one bit.
Some of the language in that special verdict form is something I've never seen before, to parse out some of the items. Did they or didn't they go to that dorm room with a certain intent, which we know our client didn't go there with that intent.
The defense claimed it wasn't Tazayakov who removed the incriminating items. It was another friend of Tsarnaev's who also went to the dorm that night. The government's own witness, Tsarnaev's roommate at UMass Dartmouth, testified he saw Tazayakov only take a pair of headphones from the dorm. In the end, jurors bought half the prosecution's argument. They found Tazayakov guilty of taking the backpack, which was later found in a landfill, but not the laptop.
Juror Daniel Antonino.
The backpack was simply taken and discarded like they were getting rid of evidence. They threw it in the trash. So that's obstructing justice. The laptop was taken. We felt it as a valuable item, more, hey, he told us we could take whatever we wanted. We're taking this because it's worth $500, $600, $700, whatever a laptop's worth.
As Antonino tells it, yesterday morning, as jurors began their deliberations, it was 10 jurors for conviction, one on the fence, and one for acquittal. Ironically, the issue that helped the panel reach a unanimous decision was something the defense thought could help their case. Fellow UMass students testified Tazayakov was the good kid, a mama's boy, but it didn't play that way in the jury room.
One juror felt he was a mama's boy, and mama's boys do the right thing all the time. And we argued, well, if he had done the right thing, he could have just simply, when he first sat down with the FBI, said, hey, yeah, we took these things. He didn't.
There was no evidence presented during the trial that the materials in Tsarnaev's backpack or data on his computer were used in the Marathon bombings, or that Tazayakov played any role in the attack. But the bombings played a big role in the trial. Repeatedly, the prosecution called Tsarnaev and Tazayakov good friends. They showed a video of them going to the gym together days after the explosions. And there was testimony that a month before the attacks, Tsarnaev told his friend he knew how to make a bomb and that martyrs went straight to heaven.
Juror Daniel Antonino says none of it influenced the jury. Defense attorney Matthew Myers disagrees.
We understand that when your city has been through a traumatic event, that jurors come in with a certain bias. It's hard to overcome that bias. The jurors under a certain pressure by the community to possibly render a certain verdict.
Myers says the defense team is looking to appeal. Tazayoka faces a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison. He's one of three friends charged with interfering with the FBI investigation. The other two go on trial in September, so U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz couldn't say much after the Tazayoka verdict.
We are tremendously gratified with the jury's decision. I want to thank the jury for their careful attention and their service in this matter.
Azamat Tazayakov's parents were the last to leave the courtroom after the verdict was read. Their son is scheduled to be sentenced in mid-October. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman at the Federal Courthouse in Boston.